see a branch of the Seine, Place Saint-Michel, and a floating washhouse, all in a blue shroud speckled by gas lamps lighting up one after the other. He opened a drawer and glanced at a dispatch from the International Identification Bureau in Copenhagen. Paris PJ, Pietro Le Letton, and then a long series of numbers. This time, he made an effort to speak the translation aloud, and even went over it several times like a schoolchild reciting a lesson. Description: Pietro the Latvian, apparent age 32 years, height 169 centimetres, sinus top straight line, bottom flat, extension large max, special feature septum not visible, ear unmarked rim, lobe large, max cross and dimension small max, protuberant antitragus, vex edge lower fold, edge shape straight line edge feature separate lines, orthognathus upper, long face, biconcave, eyebrows thin fair light, lower lip jutting max thick, lower droop light. This word picture of Pietra was as clear as a photograph to Inspector Maigret. The principal features were the first to emerge. The man was short, slim, young, and fair-haired, with sparse blonde eyebrows, greenish eyes, and a long neck. Maigret now also knew the shape of his ear in the minutest detail. This would enable him to make a positive identification in a milling crowd, even if the suspect was in disguise. He took his jacket off the hook and slipped his arms into it, then put on a heavy black overcoat and a bowler hat. One last glance at the stove, which seemed on the verge of exploding. At the end of the corridor, on the stair landing that was used as a waiting room, he reminded Jean, "You won't forget to keep my stove going, will you?" The wind swirling up the stairs took him by surprise, and he had to shelter from the draught in a corner to get his pipe to light. Wind and rain blew in squalls over the platform of Gare du Nord, despite the monumental glass canopy overhead. Several panes had blown out and lay in shards on the railway tracks. The lighting wasn't working properly. People huddled up inside their clothes. Outside one of the ticket windows, an alarming travel notice had been posted. Channel forecast, gale force winds. One woman, whose son was to catch the Folkestone boat train, looked upset. Her eyes were red. She kept on telling the boy what he should do, right up to the last minute. In his embarrassment, he had no choice but to promise not to go out on deck. Maigret stood near Platform 11, where people were awaiting the arrival of the Étoile du Nord. All the leading hotels, as well as Thomas Cook, had their agents standing by. He stood still. Other people were agitated. A young woman, clad in mink yet wearing only sheer silk stockings, walked up and down, stamping her heels. He just stood there. A hulk of a man, with shoulders so broad as to cast a wide shadow. When people bumped into him, he stayed as firm as a brick wall. The yellow speck of the train's headlamp appeared in the distance. Then came the usual hubbub, with porters shouting and passengers tramping and jostling their way towards the station exit. A couple of hundred passengers paraded past Maigret before he picked out in the crowd a short man wearing a broad-checked green travelling cape of a distinctly Nordic cut and colour. The man wasn't in a hurry. He had three porters behind him, bowing and scraping. An agent from one of the grand hotels on the Champs-Élysées cleared the way in front of him. Apparent age 32, height 169, sinus top. Maigret kept calm. He looked hard at the man's ear. That was all he needed. The man in green passed close by. One of the porters bumped Maigret with one of the suitcases. At exactly the same moment, a railway employee began to run, shouting out something to his colleague standing at the station end of the platform next to the barrier. The chain was drawn closed. Protests erupted. The man in the travelling cape was already out of the station. Maigret puffed away at his pipe in short, quick bursts. He went up to the official who closed the barrier. "Police, what's happened?"
A crime. They've just found..."
"Carriage 5?"
I think so."
The station went about its regular business. Only Platform 11 looked abnormal. There were 50 passengers still waiting to get out, but their path was blocked. They were getting excited.
"Let them go," Maigret said.
"But..."
"Let them go."
He watched the last cluster move away. The station